Environmental Advocates of New York has just released a report that claims New York's water infrastructure spending is coming up short. The report found that about half of the proposed shovel-ready projects never see any funding from the state, and $1 billion annually is needed. Clean Water Associate Robert Hayes says grant requests will only increase if the state doesn't do anything.
Every single year, local governments requested more grant dollars than the year before. We absolutely believe that this need will continue to grow, and that's why New York State must continue to invest more.
Onondaga County has received $10 million in water infrastructure funding by the state over the last 4 years. However, 10 shovel-ready projects last year didn't receive anything from the state. Hayes says Syracuse is one city that could definitely use some water infrastructure updates.
Syracuse has one of the highest rates of water main breaks in the state, and that means that every single year, thousands of New Yorkers are at risk of losing access to clean water.
Hayes adds that old sewage systems and lead pipes are other factors in water contamination that are prevalent throughout the state. The organization is asking the state legislature to increase the governor's Green Bond Act from $3 to $5 billion to focus specifically on water infrastructure. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.